always raving and ranting, and she's always puffing and panting, and she's always screaming and shouting, and she's always brewing up tea. Grandpappy's never late for his dinner.
She tried to return the book. As soon as she realised it had been left behind, she'd picked it up and rushed after its extraordinary owner. But he'd gone. He moved surprisingly swiftly for someone so old. Maybe he really didn't want to be found. It was a plain, pale green exercise book, like the one Monica had carried around with her at school, filled with details of homework assignments. Her friends had covered their books with graffiti of hearts, flowers, and the names of their latest crushes, but Monica was not a doodler. She had too much respect for good stationery. On the front cover were three words, beautifully etched in copperplate script. The Authenticity Project. In smaller writing in the bottom corner was the date, October 2018. Perhaps, thought Monica, there would be an address, or at least a name on the inside, so she could return it. Although it was physically unassuming, it had an air of significance about it. She turned over the front cover. There were only a few paragraphs on the first page. How well do you know the people who live near you? How well do they know you? Do you even know the names of your neighbours? Would you realise if they were in trouble or hadn't left their house for days? Everyone lies about their lives. What would happen if you shared the truth instead? The one thing that defines you, that makes everything else about you fall into place. Not on the internet, but with those real people around you. Perhaps nothing. Or maybe telling that story would change your life, or the life of someone you've not yet met. That's what I want to find out. There was more on the next page, and Monica was dying to read on. But it was one of the busiest times of the day in the cafe, and she knew it was crucial not to fall behind schedule. That way, madness lay. She tucked the book into the space alongside the till, with the spare menus and flyers from various suppliers. She'd read it later, when she could concentrate properly.
That's how the Authenticity Project starts. It's also the title of writer Claire Pooley's new book. Claire is an author from London. She got her start writing a popular blog on her struggles with motherhood and her alcohol addiction. The Authenticity Project is based on the seemingly simple premise of sharing the truth about our lives. Julian, an aging, lonely, eccentric artist, starts the Authenticity Project notebook, and before long, the notebook finds its way into the hands of five other strangers, who all, one by one, become part of a community this notebook has created. The Authenticity Project is cleverly crafted and perfect for anyone looking for an uplifting book with colorful characters. Here's our What We're Reading conversation with writer Claire Pooley.
Have a cup of tea.
The Authenticity Project is the name of your book, but it's also an idea one of your characters has, Julian, who is an older gentleman, a lonely, eccentric artist. He writes in a notebook, "Everyone lies about their lives. What would happen if you shared the truth instead?" He includes his own story, admitting how lonely he's been since his wife died. He then leaves the notebook for others to find, read, and share their own truths. What a great idea. What was the inspiration behind this novel?
Well, actually, the inspiration was my own life, because 5 years ago, if you looked at my life from my Instagram feed or my Facebook feed, it all looked like it was pretty perfect. And the reality was very different, because at the time I was horribly addicted to alcohol, and it was causing huge problems in my life, so my mental health and my physical health and everything. But nobody knew that, you know, from the outside, it was all fine. And I didn't write the truth in a notebook, but what I did do was I wrote the truth in a blog. And that blog, writing that blog, really changed my life. And it changed the life of thousands and thousands of people all over the world who read it and realized that there was a way out of alcohol addiction, and there was life on the other side. And that really made me think, well, if sharing the authentic truth can create these, you know, these magical waves, then what might happen if other people did it? And that was the inspiration.
I really admired how you got into the heads and minds of all your characters. For example, we just mentioned Julian, who frequently reminisces on his late wife. And then there's Monica, who is organized and focused and independent almost to a fault. And Hazard, who is himself trying to overcome addiction. Just to name a few characters, I thought you really brought these characters alive. How did you get into the heads of each of these very different types of people?
I didn't realize while I was writing it what I was doing. And it took my 16-year-old daughter to tell me what I'd done. So she read the book when I'd finished it, and she said, "Mummy, you do realize that all of these characters are, in a way, a bit of you." And actually, I think I got so used to writing as therapy that actually what I was doing was the same thing. I was exploring all, you know, my own flaws through these different characters. So Monica is a bit of a control freak, and I can be like that sometimes. And Hazard is an addict, and as I was. And there's a mummy Instagrammer who is struggling with being with a very, very small baby. And, you know, and that really reflected some of the tough times that I had, you know, having small children. So, you know, although they are all fictional and they're all very different, they all share something with me.
I think it's hard to admit when we're lonely or our deepest desires or our biggest flaws. Yet each character in the Authenticity Project seems compelled to say so or to reach out to others through this notebook. What do you think drives us to admit such intimate things?
I think we very rarely do. And, I guess what I would like to feel is that when people read the book, that it makes them think next time somebody says, "How are you?" rather than going, "Fine," that you might actually tell them the truth and open up about some of the things that are really going on in your life. Because, I think what we're all missing is that authenticity and that sense of community. And that's really what comes through in the book is the characters, through telling their truths, meet each other and create a sort of a very supportive community that changes all their lives.
A lot of the story takes place in Monica's cafe. Monica, of course, one of the characters in the Authenticity Project. You made this cafe feel like home. Would you describe it for us? And, of course, tell us if there is a real Monica's cafe.
Oh, you know what? I wish there were a real Monica's cafe.
Oh,
because
darn.
Monica's cafe is my ideal cafe. And I think we all do this. You know, we sort of, you know, we imagine sort of our perfect place to hang out. And Monica's cafe is very, it feels like being in somebody's house, in that all you've got little armchairs and it's all a bit mismatching. And there's a bookcase with books in, and she encourages people to take a book away with them as long as they leave another one in its place. So it's like her little library. And so the whole cafe smells of coffee and books.
Have you heard any feedback yet on your book? I'm curious to know if people are starting their own authenticity projects, and do you think this would work in real life?
Yeah, I mean, what's lovely is I've had people say that reading the book made them reach out to a friend they hadn't seen for years, or it made them think more about what they put on their Instagram feeds. Or it made them, you know, when somebody says, "How are you?" it made them tell them the truth, and really ask their friends what's going on in their lives. So, you know, so it's been great hearing how people have, you know, it's a very lighthearted book, and it's a book that sort of is, you know, just leaves you feeling uplifted, but hopefully also makes you think a bit more about what's going on in your life and the life of the people around you.
That was author Claire Pooley talking about her new book, The Authenticity Project. audio excerpt courtesy of Penguin Random House Audio from the book The Authenticity Project by Claire Pooley, read by Anna Cordell. This is What We're Reading on KAXE KBXE. I'm Tammy Bobrowski.